said it wants to buy you rockets. That's a fine Tuesday, 23rd day of September, first day of fall across Saskatchewan. A little cool earlier this morning, but our temperatures today and for the next few days, central and southern Saskatchewan, a few degrees above normal, and we'll take it. And I'm sure the folks out on the combines are quite happy that sunny, dry conditions are continuing. Charlie Angus is in Regina. He's going to be speaking tonight at the University of Regina. Who is Charlie Angus, you ask? Well, of course, you know, he's a politician, he's a journalist, he's an author. He was an NDP member of parliament for 21 years. He remains a member of the New Democratic Party, but he is speaking to all who will listen to him tonight from 7 till 9, talking about the threats to democracy as he sees it. He calls it his resistance tour. Charlie Angus, welcome to the program. And what is this tour that you're talking of?
Well, I think we all woke up the morning after the Trump election and said, what the heck's happening? And then when Donald Trump started to talk about breaking our country economically so that we'd be begging to become a vassal state, he started talking about arbitrarily being able to move the border. We realized we were going into a very, very dark time. And I felt it was really important to start speaking up and starting to articulate what is happening, because this is a pattern that's happening. I mean, the sort of rise of global gangster governments like Putin, what's happening in Hungary, and this is on our border. And what shocked me, I gotta say, I was just thinking I was just gonna write about this and try and talk about this. People started calling me and asking me to come out and speak. And so this became the resistance tour. We've been traveling across the country, meeting people, and also telling the good stories of what's happening right now. Canadians, the world is watching Canada right now. This is a really frightening moment in some ways, but it's also a very powerful moment for our nation.
What are some of the good things that you see happening for Canada then, if I could ask?
Well, I think what's really striking is that, you know, as soon as someone says that they think they can push us around, they mistake Canadian niceness and politeness for weakness. I'm seeing such determination where, you know, whether I'm in Comox Valley, Edmonton, out in Prince Edward Island, the Canadian boycott of American products is having a devastating effect on the American economy. We're not talking about that as much as we need to, because it's the economic counter pressure that's going to make, you know, many of Trump's supporters think twice. And we're seeing huge, huge impacts. And Canadians are saying, to hell with it. You want to insult my country? You want to tell me that I don't have a right to exist as a Canadian? Well, we're not going back to Arizona. We're not buying your products. And we're going to shift our markets. And the markets are shifting right now. And they're shifting dramatically in a way that people wouldn't have imagined possible a year ago.
Charlie Angus, our guest on the Evan Bray Show, he's speaking tonight at the U of R with his Resistance Tour, 7 till 9, absolutely free admission for one and all at the Education Auditorium. While President Trump hasn't uttered much about Canada of late, his ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, every once in a while makes comments that puts us all on edge, and you've called him out recently, and I was looking at your YouTube video. It's getting quite a bit of traction as well.
I felt I had to call Pete Hoekstra. I mean, he gaslights us continually, blaming us for picking on America, saying that the use of the word trade war is aggressive. I mean, Trump declared a copper from Canada a national security threat. He said that our lumber is a national security threat. As I pointed out in the video, the U.S. definition of a national security threat is international terrorism, infrastructure damage, killing civilians, and what? Just because we're shipping good quality 2x4s to the Home Depot in Arkansas, we're a national security threat. So what Hoekstra's been doing all along is, rather than being an ambassador and trying to say that they're serious about trying to build a relationship, you know, we are America's number one trading partner. He continually stirs the pot and gaslights us. And I think he needs to be called out, because when he was in the Netherlands, he had a dismal record as ambassador. And the people of the Netherlands said, forget it. We don't want this guy. We want an ambassador who we can work with, not someone who's going to, you know, just stir the pot on us all the time.
So where does this take you in your life, in your career then, Charlie, as you've got this resistance tour that you're calling it? You write, you report, you create social media. What's your end game, if I could say?
Well, I thought after 21 years in Parliament, I'd had enough. I was going to go back up north and do drywall projects for my daughter and write some books and play with my band. But I'm busier than I've ever been. But I think it's the moment we're in. And the moment we're in is that we really need to have voices coming together. I mean, you know, I say to everybody, everybody knows how political I am. I've never been shy, but this is not, I'm not there as a new Democrat. My focus is Canada. And we've got to come together across all lines. We've got to start talking about who we are as a nation. And we are doing that. People are really, really inspiring me. So as long as this threat's there and as long as Canadians are looking to build a better vision of a country that is under the rule of law, that is democratic, that doesn't put people in cages and brags about feeding people to alligators, that's my country, and I'm going to fight like hell for it.
One quick question before we let you go, Charlie. Your thoughts on the Liberal government we have right now in Ottawa. Mark Carney, our Prime Minister, what kind of a grade are you giving them?
You know, it's funny. I'm trying to be really positive, but I'm also calling him out on, I think he's made a few serious mistakes. I'm not there to be a cheerleader, but he's our Prime Minister. He ran as a wartime Prime Minister, and we need a wartime Prime Minister. I would say to Mark Carney, bring your case to the people. Start talking to people more. Canadians are ready for tough talk. If we're going to be in for a tougher ride with these ongoing trade war, because I don't think anybody is naive enough to think we're going to get a deal, talk to Canadians. Tell them what you're thinking. You don't have to give us the ins and outs of, like, what tariff prices you're looking at. That's negotiations. But I think he needs to do a better job of conveying his vision to Canadians, because right now we're all in the trench together.
Thanks to Charlie Angus for giving some minutes of his time. He's in Regina this evening. He's bringing his, as he calls it, his resistance tour to the University of Regina. It's a free event. He's speaking 7 to 9 tonight in the Education Auditorium. And as he says, it's open to all. And yeah, you might want to go on YouTube or just Google Charlie Angus and see the video that he made. It's about a 6-minute view or so directed towards the U.S. ambassador to Canada. That is a beautiful fall morning. Yeah, first day of fall across Saskatchewan. Hope your day is going well. Happy to be with you today. You've got me today and tomorrow as well filling in. Evan's back Thursday morning. The Evan Bray Show continues after the news here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.